Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But John tried to prevent Jesus, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Think back to when you were a child. Do you remember imitating an older person you looked up to? It's common for children to adopt mannerisms, speech patterns, and ideas of people they admire. But in time, many outgrow these behaviors. Those of us who are believers, however, as children of God, are never to stop emulating and being closely identified with Jesus. And one way we follow his example is through baptism. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." At the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus chose to be baptized. John the Baptist was calling the people to confess their sins and repent, and then to be immersed in the Jordan River as an outward sign of that decision. Jesus, the one who had no sin, joined the crowd at the river and asked John to baptize him. By following his example in the waters of baptism, we are publicly confessing our faith in the Savior and identifying ourselves with him. It's important to remember that baptism isn't required for salvation, only faith in the Lord is. But through baptism, we demonstrate our connection with Jesus and our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all members of one body, following in his footsteps.